Welcome to TFL's Capital Connection, your insider source for the policy work and the ministry work going on at the Iowa Capitol. I am your host, Drew Zahn, Director of Communications here at the Family Leader, and I have with me our lead policy advocate, family advocate, Chuck Hurley. Last week, we spent a fair amount of time talking about the work of the ministry and the Church Ambassador Network. This week, we are flipping the script, and we're going to focus more on policy because last week was a huge week when it comes to policy at the Iowa Capitol. It was second funnel. We'll get more into that in a minute, but I want to give you a little bit of highlight about what you can expect this particular episode. We're going to be focusing on the Baby Olivia bill with a huge update going on with Baby Olivia. We're going to focus a little bit on some of the bills that are still alive that made it through the second funnel that are a specifically help to moms and the pro-life cause when it comes to helping mothers after childbirth, those who choose to keep their children and give birth to their children. We're going to continue to help them more and more if these bills continue through and stay alive. We're also going to focus on some bills that have passed and some key efforts when it comes to helping to protect children from online pornography specifically, and a huge update that comes from Texas, but is a direct impact here in Iowa relevancy as well. So that's kind of a preview of what's coming. But first, we have to talk about why this week is such a big week. It's the second funnel. So every year, lawmakers propose, it ends up numbering into the thousands of bills. And of those thousands of bills, only a certain number can get passed every year. So there's a winnowing process. And those bills get run through. If you think about a funnel, the way it takes a large amount of things and then kind of narrows it down into a few things that actually make it through the hose of the funnel, it's the same thing with all these thousands of bills that get proposed every year. And we're at the point now where we have a pretty good sense, because it's been through one winnowing process, the first funnel, now a second winnowing process, the second funnel, we have a pretty good idea of those few bills that are still alive to be potentially passed this year. Now, that leads us to our big update, because we were asking you to pray for specifically one bill to make it through the second funnel. That's the Baby Olivia bill. Chuck, give us the update. What has happened with the second funnel and Baby Olivia?
So on the last day of the second funnel, the Baby Olivia bill survived.
Survived. Yes. How did it survive? What's it have to do?
It had to come out of Senate Education Committee, the full committee, and it had come out of subcommittee a couple days earlier, so that was very encouraging news. But right up literally until an hour after the committee meeting was scheduled to begin on Thursday, the last day, we didn't know if it was going to pass, because the Senate Republican members of the Education Committee were still in caucus. They usually don't caucus that long, so we were afraid that maybe some nefarious lobbyists had gotten to one or two or three of the members. And so right up until they actually convened the education meeting an hour and a half late and went through several bills before they got to Baby Olivia, we still didn't know if they were going to call the bill up. So honest to God, the room was packed. There was not standing room only. There was no standing room. The room was full. And we were waiting with bated breath. And then they called the bill up. It was like, whoa. So I just want to say thank you to those of you listening who got a hold of your representative or senator who prayed. This was a big win. Now, we're not counting our chickens before they've fully hatched.
Because the Baby Olivia bill has technically not yet passed both houses. It's gotten through the House of Representatives. It's gotten through now a committee, which is the step that it needed to get through that second funnel. But it still has not yet passed the full Iowa Senate.
That's exactly right. So we will continue to pray and lobby and work and maybe send an email, if necessary, to try to get it all the way to the end zone. But thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, God, for your answers to many, many prayers. Thank you to the chairman of the Senate Education Committee, a really strong pro-life Christian man, Ken Rosenboom. He shepherded it through in difficult circumstances. We could go into that for days, why it was difficult. But the short answer is this session, more than maybe any I've seen in 34 years, has been snarled up with one big issue that is shunting most every other issue aside. And that's the AEA issue, which our ministry isn't heavily involved in, but it affects everything we do.
So baby Olivia, through the second funnel, and just a quick reminder, some of you may be asking, why are they celebrating and what is baby Olivia? One of the things that we have seen, first of all, baby Olivia is a pro-life bill, has the opportunity to really impact and change at a cultural level because it deals with the education of the next generation. One of the alarming trends that we have seen recently is younger generations, their viewpoint on life in the womb has been changing, and not for the better. Been more open than previous generations to accepting the idea of abortion through all 9 months, as if the baby in the womb has no value whatsoever. And of course, one of the reasons we're seeing that is because of what they're being taught about babies in the womb in school. And so we have these health and human development classes that are already mandated. They already exist. And the Baby Olivia bill simply says, hey, if you're going to talk about health and human development, you need to tell the truth about what's going on in the womb, about the development of the unborn child from a scientifically accurate and verified perspective, what goes on inside the womb. Show the younger generation that we aren't talking about, quote unquote, just a clump of cells. We're not talking about just a parasite, as we've even heard babies referred to, but that we're actually talking about a living human being developing in the womb. Show the what's actually going on. We have the technology. You can see the on the ultrasound, you see the baby sucking her thumb. You can see the development even from very young age. We see this baby developing in the womb. Just tell the truth about what's going on, and then we'll see how attitudes change on this issue when you're actually told the truth instead of a lie.
Very well said. That's exactly the purpose of this bill. And probably the most alarming stat that I heard by the House Education Chairman in saying that this bill is exceptionally needed is that 82% of our youngest voters in the United States now, 82%, just voted last November, so recently, for abortion on demand up through all 9 months of pregnancy. They obviously are not connecting the dots that this is a human being and it shouldn't be slaughtered. I mean, the pictures that were brought to the world's attention from the Nazi concentration camps, that alerted people to the crimes that were happening. Now these windows into the womb, the pictures, the ultrasounds, that will sensitize people to the humanity of every little baby. And that will change hearts and minds.
So big update, big point of celebration there. Baby Olivia has survived second funnel. Also, related note, 13 other bills that the family leader supports and has been advocating have also passed second funnel and are still alive to be passed here as the session continues. Like I said earlier, there's thousands of bills that get passed. Some of those bills aren't really the family leader's wheelhouse, but we do track and we do advocate standing up for biblical values, standing up for biblical truths, standing up for everyday Iowans who need to be blessed by bills that protect their rights, but also advocate and further biblical causes. And so 13 bills still alive, three that have actually, three that have fully passed. Now, we can get into all of those, but then our podcast will be really long. So I just want to highlight a couple because they are on a common theme. A couple of bills that are still alive, not yet passed, but are still alive, made it through the second funnel. And a couple of these bills deal specifically with helping moms who choose life, who give birth, but maybe in difficult situations. Mm-hmm. Chuck, tell us about a couple of those that of those 13 that are still alive.
Sure. And Drew, thanks for mentioning that. This is so important that our laws and our culture try to protect the most innocent the little children. That's why we're so involved in pro-life, why we work so hard for the heartbeat law, why we work so hard for the baby Olivia bill. And it's also why we work hard for these moms' bills. The moms need help in order to carry through with having these babies and not having them killed by abortion.
It is now and has always been a comprehensive approach. We use the phrase, love them both. Yes. Talking about baby and mother.
Yes.
Never buy into the lie that pro-lifers only care about the babies before they're born. That's nonsense. We're working on, we're advocating policies that protect the babies before they're born, bless them after they're born, help the mothers who choose life after they're born. And a couple of those are?
So one of them, that is a fascinating bill that came out of Dubuque, Iowa, is where a maternity home that's been helping moms in need, pregnant women, pregnant girls, was trying to be squeezed out of its facility. And it was a zoning issue. Well, you don't think of zoning as a very interesting issue. But in this case, it was impacting the ability of kind-hearted people to help women and babies in trouble. So we've got a bill that survived second funnel that is to address the zoning of maternity homes. And that could be a huge blessing to maternity homes all over the state of Iowa. Another one is that very poor women are often on Medicaid. And Medicaid right now cuts off funding or help for a mom who's had a baby at 2 months of age for the baby.
And so in other words, that assistance that already exists for the mom, it only lasts for about 2 months.
Yes.
And then she kind of gets dropped from the program.
And she gets dropped.
And we recognize, that woman needs aid far more than 2 months postpartum.
And wouldn't it be nice if individuals and churches would provide that aid? But sadly, that doesn't always happen. And so rather than have that cutoff that scares women into aborting because they're, quote, not going to have enough to raise the baby, this is a way to say, no, Medicaid will stick with you for a full year. And certainly, church, we need to step up and be helping. There's facilities, Christian pregnancy resource centers that help women in Iowa for up to 6 years after the baby's born. So that's the church stepping up. But the state and the church should partner in making sure that women aren't forced into or feel forced into abortion. Also, there's a program that was just established a couple years ago called the Moms Program, More Options for Maternal Support.
Yep.
More Options for Maternal Support. And that bill has needed a tweak to make it work better. And that tweak survived second funnel. So we should have more options for maternal support in Iowa following this law, this update. So praise God for that. And then also speaking of kids, this is not per se prenatal, but it's postnatal and it's young kids who are being hooked on pornography. They're being hooked on social media. There's a lot of mental health crises.
Yeah, and Chuck, you're segueing right now to our third big topic for the day. And we'll go there, absolutely. Yeah. But I just want to recap and highlight a big celebration. Baby Olivia has passed. Big celebration. We've got some great bills that are moving through funnel, still alive, that help with the pro-life cause. But now, third issue for the day is some bills that have made it through funnel. Some bills that have been passed, and big news out of Texas, all on our third topic of the day, which has to do with child pornography or children having access to pornography online, etc. So, Chuck, forgive me for interrupting, but we're going to make that transition now. Talk to us about what you're seeing.
Sure. So really the crisis that has brought many, many states, including Iowa, to the legislative table to deal with pornography is that it's so addictive. And the pornography companies make so much money off of addicting young people that they target young people. And so they rebel against any effort by any government or parent to try to block pornography from minors.
And how do we know they target? We got a case in point, huge case coming out of Texas that has been major news. We've been working on this behind the scenes in Iowa without even knowing this big breakthrough is happening in Texas. But boy, did Texas pull the blinders off and put the spotlight on how big of an issue this is. Down in Texas, a bill was passed that would require pornography providers online to verify that the users of this material, the people who are logging in and seeing and consuming this material, are in fact adults. As soon as the bill was passed down in Texas, they tried to put it into law. Boy, the pornography companies come up and they fought against it in courts. And we just saw the courts side with the Texas lawmakers and say, no, porn companies, you really do need to advocate, or you really do need to safeguard, you need to safeguard your content from underage users. Verify the age of these underage folks, verify the age of the pornography users, consumers, so that we know it's not children. And what instantly happened was the biggest porn company out there, Pornhub, they said, well, okay, never mind. We just won't provide our, if you call it services, we won't provide our material to Texas. We're pulling out of Texas altogether. They would rather, I mean, when you think of the millions of people who are in Texas, and you have to assume they're making, Pornhub is making millions of dollars off of adult porn users in Texas. And Pornhub says, nope, we would rather not make any of that money than verify that the people that we're providing this materials for aren't children.
Just think about that, listeners, for a moment. Yeah, that is very telling. Their biggest moneymaker, the pornographers, is getting a young person hooked. And young people are more likely to be hooked than older people. And so the addiction rates for young people is sky high. And so Pornhub's making a statement, whether they mean to or not, that they really are targeting our youth. So parents, pay attention. Get that smartphone or tablet out of your minor child's hands. Turn the filters on and get a hold of your Iowa legislator and tell them to do what Texas did.
So where does that leave us in Iowa? You mentioned talking about Iowa. What do we got going on in Iowa that will deal with the same issue?
So starting several years ago, great legislators like Sandy Salmon, organizations like the Family Leader have said this is a horrific problem. This goes all the way back to the 90s when U.S. Congress saw it as a horrible problem, tried to pass laws, and those laws were struck down by the U.S. Supreme Court. So that was a sickening result, sickening period. Well, just now in the 2020s now, 2021 or 2022, I think was the first time a state successfully passed a law on age verification. Now it's sweeping the country. And I think there's five or six states now that Pornhub has pulled out of that states are successfully requiring age verification. And remember, listener, it's this simple. Go back 40 or 50 years ago before the internet. When a 17-year-old went to a porn shop, the porn shop would say, show me your ID that you're 18 or older. I mean, it's that simple. Pornography has never been legal for minors if you have a law prohibiting it. That law is enforceable. But we haven't been able to enforce it on the internet. Well, now states are successfully enforcing it on the internet. So in Iowa, we have a bill that could be amended even this late in the session. We tried pre-session to get this law going, and we just couldn't get the legislators to all agree on something. Well, now that this Texas news is so big, we may be able to get them to do age verification in Iowa. If we don't get it in the next 2 or 3 weeks before session's over, then obviously we'll be back saying, Iowa legislature, imitate Texas and these other states.
Well, folks, there you've got it. We've got three major priorities moving forward here. Sum this up again. We have other minor priorities as well. I don't want to discount those, but we only have so much time. Three major priorities moving forward after second funnel. They're going to impact the rest of this session. One of them is the pro-life baby Olivia bill. The other focus is helping moms after giving birth and a couple of different measures there. And then finally, protecting children online, specifically from the area of pornography. These are going to be three of the family leaders' biggest focuses moving forward. I encourage you to continue to follow along with our work, both at this podcast, on our social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and of course at thefamilyleader.com. Until next time, thank you for listening to TFL's Capital Connection.
This podcast is a project of the Family Leader and the Family Leader Foundation, and is only possible through the generous support of our donors. If you would like to partner with us in our work, please visit thefamilyleader.com/give.